Brocaccio with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Our friend Lourdes Duarte.
Yes.
Is on the Super Celebrity Hotline, and she is checking in with us from Puerto Rico, where.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Lourdes.
Hi, Lourdes.
Hi. Am I on a delay? Do you hear me okay?
No, we can hear you.
Yeah, we got you.
Now, you're down. You went to Puerto Rico. Rahm Emanuel's going to Puerto Rico. This is why Gary McCarthy announced today that he's running for mayor, because he knows he's out of town.
And the mayor still launched an attack ad on him.
Yeah, which is really something. But by the way, we just talked to Gary McCarthy, and that's up for podcast at WGNradio.com. I think that, you're down there also with Congressman Luis Gutierrez, who's not running for re-election. Chuy Garcia won the Democratic primary for that seat on Tuesday. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, and I'd like to get your thought on this, is they're going down there sort of on a delegation to draw attention to what's happening down there, try to, you know, garner some more support and money and maybe some businesses to, you know, head and try to continue with the effort of rebuilding that island after it was, you know, hit so dramatically this summer into the fall. But is Luis Gutierrez have Puerto Rican political aspirations, do we think?
I can't imagine that would be the case. I just don't. I mean, what would he be, governor of Puerto Rico? I mean, I just don't know what that would mean or what that would entail. I've certainly never heard him speak of that. But that, it's not out of the realm of possibilities, right?
Yeah, nothing is.
Well, I think it was so strange the way he abruptly stepped aside, stunning even people within his own party who were high up, who you thought would know. He quickly endorsed Chuy Garcia, who had just almost beaten the mayor in the prior mayoral election. So, and then Chuy ascends to that seat. Gutierrez is out, and now he's touring Puerto Rico. I think a lot of people are wondering what the end game is here for him. I know he wants to help the place where he was born, and I'm sure that is the purpose of this trip. But if there's something higher than that, or maybe he'll work for some charity organization there. Nothing about that, though, right? Lourdes? Nothing he said?
Well, at this point, I know that we're not even going to get to talk to them until tomorrow. They don't get there until tomorrow afternoon. So, I mean, that's a great question to pose to them, because you're right. He has been very vocal about helping Puerto Rico. His number one issue has always been immigration, and now it seems like rebuilding Puerto Rico, and rightfully so, is taking a front seat right now. And I know that he's talked about trying to bring Rahm Emanuel here for the last couple of months to sort of tour the damage and also bring some attention, as you mentioned, to this area, so that the story doesn't get lost and forgotten.
Yeah, right. As sense. Well it should, because it's right. America. I mean, people don't right. realize that. And it was always one of those things. And I think there were, you know, in Chicago politics, you know how these things can go. And within the Spanish language community in Chicago, you get your, the Puerto Rican population is much smaller than the Mexican population. And he was very, very clear about you know, being a pro-immigration guy. But I think a lot of Mexican politicians, and I think there were a lot of Mexican-Americans, you know, people who had family they were trying to get into the country, they were like, what does he know about immigration? He's an American, right? I mean, there was a lot of that, because and I do happen to believe that the gringos among us, and I guess I count myself as one of them, are, you know, don't really see a differential. And there is a large cultural differential and obviously an immigration status differential. And so that's just, you know, as we sit around now and we, you know, we think about the importance of Puerto Rico in the aftermath of this incredible tragedy that island has gone through, you know, you stop and you, you know, your heart goes out to them, and you realize these are fellow Americans that we need to help. So since you've gotten down there, what have you seen? Are things operating fairly normally?
Well, so we just landed in the last 30 minutes or so, but it was interesting to be on that flight with a lot of Puerto Ricans that had stepped away from their island for, you know, a month or two, trying to get some help from their relatives in the States. And one of the things that they pointed out to me as we were landing, and you could see some of the houses, they said, you know, the great thing is that we now have a lot of green, so all our greenery is growing again, you know, all our all of our plantations and plants and things like that. But you also see a lot of blue tarps. So a lot of roofs of homes still, they're still working to try to, you know, fix all those homes. And I mean, they are dozens and dozens of them. As you land, you see those blue tarps, and it's just stunning to see it so close to the big metropolitan area that is San Juan as you're landing. So there is still quite a bit of work to do. I think we're going to tour an area known as Comerío, which is about an hour from San Juan, which is still working to rebuild. And then not too far away from San Juan, we're actually going to stop by there right now as we leave the airport. It's about 15 minutes away. That's a big tourism industry or tourism area, and they're having a hard time recovering as well. So it'll be interesting to see how many people will want to come to Puerto Rico, right? Yeah. Because it's been such a tourism has been such a revenue generator for them, and I don't know if people are looking at it that way anymore, or at least not right now.
And the blue tarps, Lourdes, does that mean that they're in the process of rebuilding, or does it just mean they just need a roof over their head and that'll do for now kind of thing until something happens? I mean, what is the blue tarp mean?
Yeah, I would think it's a combination of both. They're either working on the homes to rebuild those roofs and put a new roof over their heads, or maybe they just don't have the dollars right now to do it, and they're just, sure. You know, living whatever way they can. The lady I was sitting next to on the plane said, look, some people can't even afford the blue tarp. They just grab cardboard and they just put that to, cover, a shelter for
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, I know. It has been a desperate situation down there, and you just hope that things are getting better. It's been very slow. There's still a great percentage of the island that does not have power.
Isn't that
and
crazy?
They also don't have running water in a great percentage of the island. And, you know, they've been talking about going down and doing things, but as soon as the news cycle changes, mm-hmm. and there just doesn't seem to be the kind of, emphasis placed on this that there should be, at least in my never humble opinion about things. Mm-hmm. I find it disturbing that we're just going to let a piece of the United States that has been hit so desperately go. And there's because there's some sort of, I think, political advantage, or at least lack of disadvantage. And maybe that's the way it should be put, to doing that. It just doesn't seem right to me. It seems like the right thing to do. But
yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
and they said.
Go ahead.
No, they said that the recovery is happening. It's just happening very, very slowly. And, and we've heard this before. It's going to take years before they get to where they want to be.
Yeah. And that's a story, especially since tourism is a big piece of the economy, that's a story that you got to get out and you got to tamp that down as soon as you can and get people getting there to tell a good story about what's happening. And the other, the other interesting economic impact? That Puerto Rico has had on the mainland is that, those IV bags that, you go to the hospital and they put the IV bag in.
Hanging above you.
It's got the sugar and the salt in it and the water, that whole thing. They are one of the largest suppliers of IV bags to the mainland, Puerto Rico.
Oh.
And there has been a shortage in the flu season as a result of these plants in Puerto Rico going offline.
Gosh.
I mean, crazy as it is.
It's amazing.
I did not know this.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm just giving you a little tip on something to go chase while you're down there, Lourdes.
A little trivia while I'm here. Yeah. I will find out for you.
Yeah. Get right on that, because there were hospitals. There were hospitals here that were showing shortages because of what was going on in Puerto Rico. Little things you didn't know.
Simon Desk Editor, Ro Khan.
Yeah.
Get on that story,
right.
Lourdes.
Okay. Get out there. Make some news.
I will get on it.
Yeah. Hey, all right. So we can see you tomorrow, I'm assuming, right? Throughout the day?
Yes. I think we're doing our first hit, so it would be 8:30 your time tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And then throughout the day, and then again Saturday. So we should have a little bit more for you. Tomorrow is just, we just landed. I mean, I'm telling you, within the last 15 minutes or so it's been a little hectic, but we are here.
Did you get your luggage yet?
We got our luggage.
Okay.
Oh, good.
We are in the car. My hair is frizzing up as we speak.
It's so humid. I know. I know that feeling.
But we'll be Rosanna Dana tomorrow.
But isn't that the best feeling in the world, though, when that humidity?
Oh,
I know.
That tropical. Oh, love it.
It's a great feeling, but women hate it because their hair goes wacky. And guys are like, oh, this is great. Let's go to the bar. And they're like, no, I need to find a blow dryer.
Yeah. When you're drinking a Corona on the beach is different than when you have to work, like Lourdes.
That's
right?
True. All right.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Thank you, Lourdes. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Those were all really great questions. We will make sure we address them tomorrow when I see those guys, both Rahm Emanuel and Luis Gutierrez.
Yeah. So, what are you running for?
You guys brought up.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I'd just scream.
What's going on here?
Yeah, what are you people doing down here? Where's my IV bag? All right. Thanks, Lourdes.
Thanks, Lourdes. We'll be watching.
All right, there she
goes.
Thank you. Lourdes Duarte from WGN-TV. All right, here we go. We're going to check in now with Violetta, last traffic report of the afternoon.